MLM Nation, episode 565.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built teams to over 80,000 and is now a full-time business coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us right now. Here is Simon Chan.
Hey, ML Nation, Simon Chan. Before we start the show, I'm so excited. This is something I've been working a lot on the last 2-3 months, and it's a free resource for you. It's my latest ebook. It is 365 motivational quotes for the network marketer. Hey, I know your journey is full of difficulties and success often feels out of reach. And I put together, you know, the leaders go through what you're going through, but somehow they stay motivated. And I gathered everything, over 365 quotes that keeps the leaders going to share with you in one convenient resource. And the best thing is, it is free. So just go to mlnation.com/book. Get mlnation.com/book for your free download of my newest book, 365 Motivational Quotes for the Network Marketer, or for you. Just go download it at mlnation.com/book. Now let's go to the show. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I am fired up to bring our special guest today, Jessica Green. Hey, Jessica, are you ready to make it happen?
I am. I'm excited to be on here. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you.
Jessica Green was an entrepreneur who accidentally discovered network marketing. Once she got started, she immediately invested in personal development and applied what she learned, which led to her to experience tremendous success in a very short time. Jessica prides herself in developing tools and systems that help her team have more success and grow faster while still having the time to live a balanced lifestyle. She's also a mom to 3 kids and lives out in Detroit, Michigan. Jessica today is a multiple six-figure earner and has spoken at numerous events such as Network Marketing Pro, the Most Powerful Woman event, and also the upcoming Top Summit event. So Jessica, welcome to ML Nation. I've given everyone a brief intro, but talk about your background. I know you were an entrepreneur, but what did you do before network marketing?
Well, I graduated from college with a business degree thinking I was going to go into the corporate world. And I did that for a few years and then realized that I did a really good job working with others, but I just really didn't do a very good job working for others. And I really wanted to have my own schedule. I'm a hard worker and working many hours a week isn't an issue for me, but I like to kind of run my own ship. So I went into and opened numerous different businesses, some successful, some very unsuccessful, learned from some mistakes and kind of, fell into network marketing. I owned a health and wellness spa. My father's a chiropractor and we went into business together. He said, "You run the business, I'll be the doctor." And so we did that for a few years. And in that stint, we kind of ran into a skincare line that we really fell in love with and happened after 6 months of selling the product, found out it was network marketing. I was that girl that was never getting involved in network marketing. So it was kind of funny that that happened. And then when that business, we decided to close shop, Dad was ready to retire. I had a backup. And I tell people that all the time. It's a great backup. And then it created a very large business for me. And I found my home in this industry because really it gives you the opportunity to work from anywhere, wherever you want, work as hard as you want, as many hours or as little hours as you want and be your own boss. And so that's exactly what I was looking for and didn't even know it.
So you said you did a lot of different businesses. Just out of curiosity, what type of business, and some failed, some didn't, what businesses have you done?
So I owned a floor covering and remodeling store with a partner, and I left that. That business still stayed open after I left. And then after that, I opened up an online retail clothing boutique. I did that for a number of years. I had it in my house, which was really great. I could raise my son. That was at the time that he was born. And then my father came to me with the opportunity of opening the health and wellness spa. So I thought I was going to be able to do both. So we moved all of my stuff into the same facility. I thought I was going to run both and it was just too hard to do. So closed that up, sold off all that inventory and started in the network marketing world. And now I do network marketing, and network marketing has allowed us to invest in other opportunities and open some more additional businesses along the way. So entrepreneurial spirit is for sure what I am.
You said you accidentally came across network marketing and you were selling the product without realizing it was network marketing.
Yes.
How did that happen? So who introduced it to you? How did it happen?
Right. So I owned that health and wellness spa with my father, and we had people coming in all the time trying to, you know, sell their different skincare, and it was a health and wellness spa because he was a chiropractor. So different skincare, different vitamins. And we had a lot of different product lines in there. And I thought when she came in, she really did a good job of kind of just selling me the product line and letting me know, let me try some of the things, doing some demos on me. And I fell in love with the product line. It worked so good. I was really excited for us to carry it. And then we found ourselves selling more and more and more of it. So she kept coming back in as what I thought was my sales rep. She never really, I mean, she tried to describe it to me and I just didn't see it that way. So we kept selling a lot of it. And she finally came back in and she's like, you know, you're selling so much of this. You really should learn about the other half of this business. And I went, what do you mean the other half of this business? And she's like, well, I'd like you to fly out to the headquarters, learn what we do, how we build this business outside of just retail. And I thought, well, that seems odd, but if I could go learn more about the product line and the creators of it and get some training on it, we could sell even more of it. We would do an even better job. So I flew out to their headquarters, and that's when I found out that it was network marketing. And I sat through 3 days of training on the actual business model that network marketing was. And I had this huge aha light bulb moment. I'd been running from friends and family and people who would try to get me to join their business. And I thought I never wanted to be a part of that, to coming off of that weekend and realizing what an incredible business model it actually was. And I was already selling the product. So why not learn the other side of the business? And it was one of those godsend things, because when we decided to close that business, I had a whole business I had built that I didn't even realize I was building in the beginning. So that's kind of how I fell into it.
So, Jessica, you're saying that you were really anti-network marketing. What was probably the biggest surprise? Then you went to the event. What was probably the biggest surprise as you learned more about the profession that changed your mind?
Actually, one thing that I really loved the most and was a big surprise to me was the personal development aspect. Really continuously learning and growing in this business. You don't get that in corporate America, and not most corporate America. You don't get that when you're just an entrepreneur that owns your own, you know, brick and mortar store, unless you go out and you try to find that. So I really like the aspect of continuously learning and growing as a person and being able to share that with a team and then building a team and those friendships that you gain and the family you gain along the way. It's like nothing else I've ever seen. You don't see that in corporate America. And even in a regular retail type brick and mortar store, you don't get that either. So I love that aspect of it.
Getting back to that sales rep, right, that didn't tell you about network marketing. If she told you about network marketing, you probably would not have joined.
If she would have walked in my doors and told me that this was a network marketing product, I would probably not be where I'm at today. So everything happens for a reason. No, I was very turned off by, you know, when you talk about network marketing, people have that misguided misinformation about what it really is. And that's why I know that's what most people who say no or say that that's, you know, not the type of business that they want to join or have their negative things to say about it. I know most of the time it's just about not being educated, because if they were educated on it, then they would probably make a different decision. Because I know that was really what it was all about for me when I went out to that training and I actually got educated on how that business model worked. It changed my mind completely.
Okay, yeah, because you never had an experience with network marketing either. It was just based on hearsay. You weren't educated about it. So the sales rep basically positioned as like a traditional retail thing, right? You buy a product and you sell it in at your practice.
Yes.
Very interesting. So you got started and you had mentioned to me that you invest in personal development right away. You got Eric Worre's GoPro book and start applying it, right? What do you think you did well? Maybe you want to go more into details of the book or not, it's up to you, but what are some of the mistakes that most distributors make that you did not make? And that's why you got to the top really quickly.
Well, let me back up just a second. I have worked in two different companies. I've only worked for two different network marketing companies. The first one, I rose in about 2 years to about mid to high level in the company. And I made a lot of mistakes in that couple of years that I learned from. I also found a product line that I absolutely just fell in love with. Apologize.
No, it's okay.
and I fell in love with, and we, so when I switched companies, that's when I kind of realized the difference in how I wanted to build the second time and how I really wanted to be a little more aggressive with it. And it was a little bit easier product for me to work with and a compensation plan for me to work with. So I was really, my back was up against a wall at that time. We had closed that one business. I had went full time working in network marketing and I just wasn't getting very far. I've learned a lot in the last 4 years that I could have applied back then that I didn't know. But getting Eric Worre's book and reading GoPro and really following him, I just took those 7 steps and kept moving along through each one and realizing if I just applied those to my business, I could move a lot quicker. And so when I started with the second company, in just a few months' time, I had reached the top rank of the company. And then I stopped and I went, oh, now what? Mm-hmm. Now what do I do? And it clicked right then. Now we just turn around, we go help all of those people that helped us get to that point, and we go bring them all with us. So applying those steps and really keeping up with the personal development, we learn, you know, so much from so many different teachers in this industry, and I'm continuously learning and driving new ways and new philosophies and new teachings to our team so that we can continue to stay on the cutting edge and build the right way, the positive way.
So what are some of the mistakes you made in your first company, you said? Like the, and I'm sure because a lot of our listeners are probably making those mistakes as well.
You know, contacting the wrong people. Sometimes, you know, just jumping in and wanting to contact friends and family because that's the easy route isn't necessarily the best route for most people to go. And you can burn out pretty quick doing that. And then I will say with the first company, I let some things get in my head. I let my upline get in my head that I didn't necessarily get along with all the time. I let no's bother me a little bit too much. And I just realized at that point that I needed to probably remove myself from that situation. That was one of the reasons why I moved to a separate company. But I, looking back on it, knowing what I know now, it had nothing. It was all about me. It was completely up to me. I really didn't need anybody else to build that business. Just a little bit of guidance and coaching on, you know, what the compensation plan was and what the product line was. And you can really go build any business. Now I know that. You have to love the product and stand behind it, but you can really go build any business and you don't need any upline. You don't need anybody to help you build that. You can do it completely, completely on your own hard work and determination. So I wish I would have realized that back then and not really felt like I needed to depend on having an upline there to tell me how to do things.
Yeah, it's like we can't control what other people do or the circumstances. And like you said, the only thing we can control is what we do, our activity, how we react to things.
Yes. And that's what I see on our team on a regular basis. We talk about this a lot with our team. It's not your upline or your downline that determines the success in the business. It is completely about what you get up every single day and put into your business. If your upline's not somebody you get along with or not somebody you want to work with, then don't work with them. Just go build the business. You have all the tools. Every company gives you all the tools that you could possibly need to be successful. And don't count on your downline. It's not their job. It's your job to continue building and bringing new customers aboard and helping new team members become successful. But it's really up to the effort you put in, for sure.
What was a light bulb moment, like a major aha moment that you had that afterwards your business really, really took off?
I think it was back in that first company when I realized what network marketing was. I realized over a 3-day period of having all of this soaked in the correct way, you know, realizing what network marketing really was and how the structure worked, a light bulb went on. And I knew, I hadn't even started building yet, but I knew without a doubt this would be where I was at for the rest of my life, in this realm, somewhere, somehow, some way, teaching, guiding, building, whatever it was going to be, I was going to be in this realm. And then I think the next one was when I really got associated with Eric Worre, and he asked me to speak on stage last year. It was last year, end of last year at GoPro. I think there was a light bulb moment there too. And that it took me back to that not needing an upline, not needing somebody else. There's always outlets or other sources in this industry that you can reach out to learn, to grow, to self-develop. And having him really be such a great leader in this industry, any network marketer can go and learn from him. Any network marketer will be taken under his wing, and any network marketer is welcome in his trainings and whatever he does. So you can go learn from somebody else. That was a big aha moment for me too, that you don't even need to learn everything within your company or within your team or within your upline. Every network marketer is building their own business within a team, but there's other sources and resources out there for you.
Now, here's my favorite question is, what is your worst moment ever in network marketing? To the point maybe you even had second thoughts about doing this, but you stayed in there. You stayed with this profession. That's why you are the leader you are today.
Yeah, I can pinpoint that exactly for you. after I started building for a while and I started, you know, really creating a pretty massive team, you know, I want to be everything to everybody. I wanted to be the best leader and the best coach. And I wanted to make sure that our team, I had suffered some things that I didn't want to have that happen to anybody on my team. So we worked really hard at creating that team environment, making sure that no man was left behind and that you could help everyone. And I think it smacked me in the face really hard. I got burned by somebody that I really, really put a lot of effort and time into and realized you're not going to always be everybody's cup of tea. No matter how hard you try, you will never be everybody's cup of tea. You recruit anybody and everybody into this business, you're bound to run into somebody who's not going to necessarily like you. And this person went and really almost destroyed part of our team. It was cancerous. So I've learned from that. When you see a cancerous type personality start to weave its way into your team, you got to cut it off. You can't take any time to allow that to disintegrate parts of your team. And that was really tough. It took me a few months to really mentally get over what had happened and keep building and keep stay there for the team that really, really, really wants to be guided and trust you and not to be too scorned by things like that, because it will happen. You're never going to make everybody happy, even no matter how hard you try.
When you said cut, if someone's like that in your organization and you have to cut them off, what do you mean by cut them off?
Like, well, I had almost given gasoline to the fire. I put this person on a pedestal. I had really given them a lot of spotlight, a lot of time at trainings we would put on, and was boosted up by me personally, because I really, they came to me in the beginning. They were very far down in my organization, but said, I don't really trust that any of the people in between us are going to be able to help me. I'm a go-getter. I'm a hustler. I'm going to go and I'm going to really build this team. And I need you to help me do it. So I gave that time to that person. And I really should have connected the leaders in between us. And I did them a disservice. I did him a disservice. And I did myself a disservice by not connecting all of those leaders in between to give him the help that he really needed and help coach them on how to coach him. And it just, it backfired. And I learned a huge lesson from that. I'm very, very careful about that now. When someone comes on in an organization and wants to get right to me for my help, I always connect those leaders in between now. I will never make that mistake again. It was very brutal.
Mm. So by cutting off, it's just like you take the recognition spotlight off of them, right?
And yeah, I stopped. I wasn't going to do any more coaching and training direct. I put some of the leaders in between us in charge, and very quickly he quit because that wasn't working out for him. He wasn't getting what he needed out of the situation. And so, yeah, it was just a big, big learning lesson. And I think that I have noticed things like that much quicker, and I don't give any energy to it, because if you give cancer energy, it becomes a bigger cancer. There's going to be people who come into your organization that can single-handedly destroy parts of your team if they're a negative person or an ego-driven person or have, you know, their own agenda, things like that. It's kind of easy for me to spot now, but it wasn't at first.
You know, while you were sharing that, it brought my memories of someone I had worked with, and I made the same mistake. I think when you're new, you're excited. Anyone who reaches out to you, I think part of it's ego and pride, like, wow, you want to work with me? And then I got burned the same way. And the second thing is, I think the people who say, I'm going to be a go-getter, Jessica, I'm going to crush it for you. Watch me. Those are the ones who never do anything. Those are the ones that quit, right? Like you tell me, this guy, once you start working with him, he quit. If he really was a go-getter, he wouldn't quit regardless.
Right. Exactly. And that's, those are the negative aspects. There's so much positive about network marketing, and I absolutely love this industry. So there's some lessons you learn along the way, and roll with those punches. And I will tell you, it's a good experience though, because when somebody else on your team runs into something similar, it's much easier to coach them through that now because you've been through it. So good learning experience.
Yes, definitely. Well, I believe like those worst moments are necessary because that's when we learn the most. I'm sure like your leadership grew dramatically more than, there's a lot of wins, but your leadership grew more in that one instance than all these little tiny wins.
Absolutely. Hands down, without a doubt, it did.
I always have a saying that I teach my coaching members, like your worst moments are the raw materials for your future success.
Oh, right? That's great.
Right? Like you wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that person, what he did to you. And you're a much better leader now.
What's up, everyone? It is time for this week's show ambassador. This week's show ambassador, I'm excited for because reading the name, I have a guess on what they're writing, but I'm going to spell it out for you guys and see if you guys came up with, I came up with. It's DASLUV10. I'm going to take that as Das Love 10. So Das Love says, great motivation. This podcast really gives a newbie like me motivation to get going and keep going. I really appreciate this free resource for inspiration and learning. It's been a great asset, and it's great to be able to go back and listen to the stories over and over again. I appreciate that he asked the same questions at the end in order to get each one's individual take on the questions, such as the $1 million question, the best moment in MLM, and the worst moment in MLM. It's been a real help. Das Love, you've been a real help. That's incredible. I'm so happy to hear that you are new to the industry. You're finding something to plug into that's going to keep you motivated, because there's going to be some peaks and valleys, Das Love. There's going to be some times where you're like, I'm done with this. And there's also going to be some times where you're just celebratory. And all along, just stay plugged in, because it's just good to be close to the fire so you can get the warmth, so you can stay inspired, you can stay motivated, and you can learn the mindset of a top earner. That's how it's helped everyone else get to the very top, is by learning from other people. So Das Love 10, you are this week's show ambassador. Let's hear it for him, folks. Das Love. Awesome. Das Love 10. Guys, if you'd like to be featured as next week's show ambassador, just leave us a rating and a review. Each week, we'll select our favorite, and boom, a star is born. Guys, I'm looking forward to reading your review to the world. Now back to Simon and the show.
So speaking about teams, what are some, I know you're very good at developing tools for helping them achieve success and duplication and living that balanced life. What are some of the things you do for your team?
Well, we make sure that we do lots of training. Some companies have lots of training internally and some don't. And so we make sure that they have all the tools possible. So we put on like regional and small, you know, smaller trainings for just our team. We only have convention once a year with our company. So we like to make sure that in between all of that, they have a place to go to learn simple duplication. We like to keep everything extremely simple and keep the main thing the main thing. But there's always tools and things out there that are coming into our path that then we want to take and put in front of our team. So, for example, I just went to a training just this last weekend in Vegas, and I wanted to go out there. I wanted to check out what this was and see if it was something I could bring back to our team. So I always want to have the best tools and training advice, and just even if they're new philosophies, I'm always about change. And if it can make our team better and help our team grow, I definitely want to dig right in and find out what those tools are and see what we can do to help them the best.
I think living a quote balanced life is difficult, right? You got to be all out, and you're like a hustler. You work hard. How do you? What are your keys to living a balanced life and still be successful? Do the work to successful to make you successful in network marketing.
I want to say, what's balance?
No. Well, there's a saying, there's no such thing as balance, right? I believe there's no such thing as balance at one point. I mean, overall, your life can be imbalanced, but if you're like an Olympian is not imbalanced when he's training for the Olympics, he or she training for Olympics. But what do you do?
So I work, and I do a lot of work, and I absolutely adore what I do. So I'm probably the worst person to ask that question to, only because I really, really, really enjoy what I do, and I try to integrate it just into my life. So I don't set work hours. I set up my lifestyle the way that I want it. So I want to make sure that we are recruiting teams and places I want to travel. Like, for example, a little over a year and a half ago, I said, you know, I live in Michigan. I really want a team in like the warmest place in the United States. So let's set a marker in Key West and go try to recruit a team there. And we did. And they ended up like exploding into this really big team that we have in Key West now. And I absolutely adore them. And when it gets cold here, I get to go visit them there. So I do love to travel. So that fits in really well with having a team all over the place. We try to fit our travel in on the weekends that we can get away on a long weekend and head out to somewhere where there's team at and go take a trip somewhere we've never been before. So I like to integrate my business with my pleasure, if that makes sense, because that's how I like my lifestyle. I always like to be giving back and helping the team that we have. So however I can do that and integrate it into my life, I have one 12 and a half year old son that's still at home. And so we take him with us. He has a father that I'm divorced from. So he goes with him every other weekend. So we plan a lot of our travel when he's there. So we kind of just balance things in between. And then when it's during the school year and it's sports season, we make sure that we get all of our work done first thing in the morning or real late at night so that we're there for all the games and pick up from school. My son goes to school. There's no busing. He goes to a charter school. So I get to drive him to school every single morning and I get to pick him up every single day from school. And that to me is balance because he doesn't get on a school bus. He doesn't go to childcare. He never has. So that is how I balance. You know, he's summer vacation right now and he's home and I'm home. He has to go to childcare or anything like that. So I don't mind working 12 hours a day sometimes because I'm at home. That's balance to me, is being able to fit it all in and do all of it.
Yeah, you're not working. You can say you're working 100% of the time or zero, because work is your play. You're playing.
Yeah, it is. It is for me.
And with a kid, I always joke, there is no such thing as time freedom. Because once you have a kid, there's no freedom. But what you do get is you have time flexibility, right? Like you can move things around. Like you say, you can work whenever. You can work late at night, you can work early in the morning, but you don't miss the sports games, right? And I think that's one of the huge benefit of network marketing, the time flexibility you can get. Like you want to go to Key West, I think that's an awesome story. You can just build a team there. And now you can do some work and do stuff that.
Yeah, with the way social media is now, you decide, now that we have a good team there, we kind of pulled out the map. We were like, where else do we want to be able to go quite often? And let's key in on that area and try to bring some of our business into that area, and then we can travel there. So, I mean, I really would like to build a team over in the UK. So I'm trying to focus on some efforts over there so that we have a reason to travel over there. So, I mean, if that's balance.
Hey, shifting gears a little bit, you also, actually kind of related, you're very good at planning, right? Planning your day, because you get a lot done. How do you plan your day? How do you start your day with a solid plan?
Good question. So there's a couple of books that I've read that really have set the path for me. Miracle Morning, and I think there's one specifically for network marketers, and I can't remember if that's the one I started with or just his actual Miracle Morning book. And I really took that advice and started structuring my day like that, trying to get up very early in the morning, set some of my intentions for the day. And I actually use I Choose Joy as my journal. It's by Danelle Delgado. And I write I write all my stuff in there each day, because that's a good one for me that works. And I then get my exercise in, and so that my brain starts going. And we've talked about something just recently about your I'm going to draw a blank because I'm on here, but your bang time, like the time of day that your brain is really functioning at high capacity, and use those hours for the hours that you need to get a lot accomplished, so that when maybe later in the afternoons, head isn't as clear, you've worked pretty hard and it's time for a break. Let yourself have that time so you can clear your brain up, have a little rest for 20 minutes and then go back at it. But use that time. Mine's usually right after a workout, you know, earlier in the morning. And then, you know, for a few hours, I am like just boom, 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 boom. And I knock a lot of things out. The other thing I do is I really, and this probably does not show my organizational skills real well, but I work by my phone, you know, and I use that as, if I have some downtime for just a few minutes, I'm like, okay, what do I need to catch up on, my follow-ups and stuff? I just start scrolling through my phone and I can remember pretty quickly, oh, that's right, I need to go to this one. And oh, that's right, I need to go to this one. Then that is so not really good advice, but it is what I do because it's what works for me. So I always say that, find out what works for you. Early mornings may not work for you. Working out right first thing in the morning may not work for your schedule. It may have to be in the evening. So maybe that doesn't work for you, but sit down, figure out all the little holes in your day and fill them. If you really want to be successful at a network marketing business, you have to fill the cracks in your day, especially if you're already working a full-time job and putting this in part-time. So you got to fill all those little cracks and find out what works for you.
How important is consistency to success?
Oh my gosh, so important. Anything that you do, any type of business, any type of goal or activity, things that you're trying to accomplish, the consistency is so important in it because it's just like working out. If you want to work out and you want to, you know, lose weight and have a nice body and all of that, if you're not consistent going to the gym or working out, you're not going to reach the goals that you want to reach. So it's just like that in your business. If you aren't consistent, you work on it a day here and then 2 weeks later, you're like, oh yeah, I need to dig back in and do those follow-ups. So, I mean, doing it in that fashion isn't going to get you to where you want to go. Getting up and having a schedule of how much time you're going to spend on this project in your business and this project in your business and follow-ups in your business, you have to be super consistent with it. It's just like on social media. I find when I drop off and I'm not as consistent with my posting on social media, well, I'm not getting any interaction there. And then I got to kind of restart. So it's a good lesson. We get pretty busy keeping up on all the different social media channels. Gets kind of hard sometimes. But if you're not consistent on those, there's no point in even doing them because you lose all of your followers and the people who are seeing your stuff. So consistency is so key in every single aspect of this.
How do you stay consistent?
You know, I think I have to be honest. I think I'm just a really driven person. I have been for most of my adult life because I want to do my own thing and I want to keep building. And I see there's unlimited dollars out there in the world. So I want to, I like to continue my consistency and building just from self motivation because I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can do every day to get to that next goal and to reach that next target. You know, I wake up with that in mind every single, not that I don't have bad days. There's days I wake up and I'm like, really? I'd like to go back to bed today. But most days I wake up and I'm ready to jump out of bed because I love what I do and I love helping other people. There's a team that counts on us too. So I want to make sure I'm doing my best every day so that they have a good example and that they have a leader that they know they can count on when they need somebody. So self-motivation is probably my answer.
If you were to give one social media tip, what would it be?
Ooh, consistency. You got to be consistent. Oh, and stay positive. You got to keep it positive. We all fall victim to sometimes putting things on social media that aren't, but keeping it positive at all costs. I wish I could remember her name right now. I was in this mastermind a couple of weeks ago and somebody had given some advice and said, it goes along with the, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe, but you want people will start unfriending you or unfollowing you on Facebook if they don't like the content that you're creating. So if you are looking for people to follow you and watch what you're doing so that maybe they join you or become a customer or whatever it is, you want to create, we have this weird thing of creating relationships on Facebook or on Instagram now when we're following people that we don't even actually have relationships with. But because we're friends with them on social media and we follow them so much, we almost feel like we're in a relationship together, like a good friendship. So you want to create that kind of good friendship with everybody that you're connected with, because if you don't and you're putting off a negative vibe and putting things out there that people are going to, like, you know, walk away from, then you're going to lose those followers that you've so hardly tried to gain. So creating that image of somebody that people want to be best friends with is so powerful on social media. I'm getting better at it.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, Jessica. As we wrap up, some quick questions to pick your brain, and these can be one sentence answers. Okay. What is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. You're right.
What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
Oh, gosh. One habit that's helped me become successful. I would say consistency, being consistent in my life every day with what I do.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yes. There's actually a book about that.
Yes, there is.
Yes, this is a good book. What is your favorite prospecting tool you use? So say someone is motivated and is a qualified prospect. Do you send them a video or do you add them to a Facebook group, use ATM, ad tech message? What do you like to use?
I like to add them to my social media and add them to a group. Yeah. I don't know that I do exactly ATM, but I would do something pretty similar to that.
Do you have a favorite online resource like Dropbox, Evernote, or favorite app on your phone that you could recommend?
I do not. There is an, can I tell you there's a new app coming that I'm looking forward to?
Sure.
There's a new app technology coming out called GoGrow, and it's going to be an app for specifically for network marketers for follow-up, helping you stay consistent, some scripting in there to help you sell, and calendars, and it's going to have a communication platform in there where it's going to join some communication platforms. Pretty cool. It's going to be coming in about 90 days.
Very cool. GoGrow. Very cool. Keep an eye out for that one. And I know you mentioned The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod and also GoPro by Eric Worre. Any other, maybe two or three other books you could recommend?
Oh, yes, I have to, because this is the training that I just went to in Vegas last weekend. It's called Why They Buy, and you can get it at their website, whytheybuy.com. And it's about cracking everybody's personality code. It is, and I'm going through training with them right now. It is the coolest thing I have seen in a long time. It's teaching people how to sell or recruit or bring on customers or service your customers better based on their personality traits. So that I'm talking to you based on how you want to be talked to, how you are going to respond the best to me. And Sherry Tree, the author, is unreal and amazing. So if you ever get a chance to talk to them, Simon, you absolutely have to.
All right.
It's the coolest new system ever.
I will check that out. Check that out.
I'm reading right now that I'm super interested in.
Hey, MLM Nation, I know your journey is just like these leaders. It's full of difficulties and success often feels out of reach. And that's why I put together, for the first time, a guidebook, a motivation book for every day of the week. It's 365 motivation quotes for a network marketer. And I've been working a lot on this for 2019. And best of all, it's free. Just go to mlnation.com/book. You know, for the first time ever, you're going to get confidence as you have a daily resource you can refer to again and again. You get fulfilled as you beat our biggest enemy, which is ourselves, right? Procrastination. This book will help you overcome that. You'll be motivated and never discouraged again. You're going to get a peek of how leaders think and what keeps them going. And you've been listening to the show, and I took everything, over 365-degree quotes, and put it in one handy resource for you. It's over 79 pages long, a PDF, and you get it for free. Just go to mlnation.com/book. Again, for your free copy of 365 motivational quotes for the network marketer, just go to mlnation.com/book. And here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
Yeah.
So, Jessica, imagine you had to start all over again, and you knew no one, so you didn't even know your son and your kids, but you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
Ooh, I had an old upline of mine, a Marine colonel. He was amazing, taught me a lot about this industry. And he used to say, you could take me and drop me in the middle of any city with no contact information, none of my, you know, my little black book or my Rolodex or my business cards or any of that. And I could go build a multi-million dollar business. And I remember this and I think about this all the time. So what would I do if that happened to me? I'm like, I would do what he said he would do. So I'll tell you, he said he would start going to, all the local chamber of commerces and collecting business cards. He would go to cut like Panera Breads and start calling some of these people, you know, sit down at Panera or Starbucks and calling some of these people and setting up, you know, meeting after meeting after meeting, and going to join a local BNI or business networking group of some sort and start collecting some contacts and finding out how you could help that person, how you could connect that person to somebody else that you had come in contact with, how you could help them grow their business. That's how he would start. And I thought, gosh, if I didn't have social media or I didn't have any of the tools that I use now, that's what I would do. I mean, I would like to just create a new social media account and start, you know, adding to different groups and finding friends in different places based on my interests. But there's, when people say, I don't know enough people, I'm like, really? You can meet so many people out there. You can network like crazy. There's so many tools and outlets and things to meet new people and to create more contacts. There's never ever an ending of people to find out there that could use or you could provide a solution to.
As we wrap up, do you have any last words or advice, Jessica? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
A best way to, for listeners to connect with me is I have my personal profile, obviously, is maxed out, and I'm constantly trying to re-add and build to that. But my public, Jessica Green, the Hustle Gal, and I'm the Hustle Gal on Instagram as well. And what was the other question?
Any last words or advice?
Yeah, if you really, like I said, my favorite quote, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right again. This is all about staying positive. And if you want to build a business in network marketing, you absolutely can. It's completely up to you. You just dig your feet in, get all the personal development tools you possibly can, learn your company, learn your product line, and go out there and find out who you can solve problems for. What solutions do you have that people need out there? And just stay consistent, stay super consistent and build your business. Some go fast, some go slow. I like to go fast. I think success loves speed personally. but if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you're right again. So it's up to you.
Hey, MLM Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with Jessica Green. So keep up the momentum and go to MLMNation.com. Just click on the podcast and you can check out Jessica's show notes page. And there'll be a link to her Facebook, Instagram, and all the nuggets of wisdom, the books she recommended will be right there as well. Definitely connect with her. Hey, in order to be successful in life and in network marketing, you must help others. So Jessica, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with MLM Nation. We're grateful to you. And we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, Jessica, and God bless you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, MLM Nation, before we go, don't forget your free download of my latest book, 365 Motivational Quotes for the Network Marketer. It's over 79 pages long. You get a free PDF copy of it. Just download. You get a sneak peek of what keeps the leaders going. You know, it's taking the best of the best of the podcast and putting one convenient resource for you. You're going to get confidence as you can refer to over and over again every single day. You get daily encouragement. You're going to get the mental toughness to become successful. And you're going to stay motivated and focused on each day as you go through the guide. So just go download it. It's all for free. MLMNation.com/book. And if you know a friend or downline or sideline, crossline, or any friend or even, you know, a prospect that this would lift up the profession, increases the belief in the profession, share with them as well. Just go to download it, and it's free for them as well. MLMNation.com/book. Hey, MLM Nation, Simon Chan with Recap here. We're a very interesting and enlightening show from Jessica Green. I loved it. And I love the story of how she got started. You know, it brought back memories. One of my good friends was a top earner in a company. And, you know, what he did was very similar to how Jessica got into the business, where she thought it was just a retail business, right? Had a product and sell. By the way, it just tells you a good company also has a product that could sell on its own without people joining. Anyway, one of my good friends was, he was a top earner. His company had a hair product, and they approached these barbershops. And these barbers, the product worked, and the barber, actually the whole story was he had a haircut. His hair got better. He had fuller hair. He was kind of, you know, middle-aged, losing his hair. He had good hair, and the barber noticed it, and then he kind of told a barber that one of his friends, which was his downline, sold him this product and asked the barber, "Do you think this is a good product? You can sell. Maybe I could connect you with my friend." And next thing you know, the barber was buying, thousands of bottles of this hair product and moving it through these barber shops, and they never knew it was network marketing, right? So, like I said, sometimes we feel like we have to tell people it's network marketing. I'm not saying not to be loud and proud, because I'm definitely loud and proud of the profession, but you got to look at the right people, right? Like Jessica talked about that. Sometimes your close friends and family are the most negative. There's so many different ways to do network marketing too. At the end of the day, it's getting customers, right? It's how we get paid by not just recruiting, but how much volume gets sold. And if you're in a company that will pay you well for retailing, then hey, retailing products is a great way to build your business. And it's also a great way to introduce people. Anyway, I just felt like I want to share that with you, ML Nation. It's you don't hear those stories often, but it reminded me, my friend told me this, like, what? You told me he achieved a couple of ranks because of this, just from these barbers? And the barbers never knew. All they knew at the beginning of the month, they write a check, they get all this product in there, and then they get a good profit. And they didn't want to do network marketing. They're not interested in it. They probably would have quit if they knew about it, but they were just happy they got a product that sold really well. So anyway, I just want to share that with story. But great show from Jessica. It just talks about entrepreneurs, right? A lot of times people have a misunderstanding. She had a misunderstanding about network marketing. She didn't understand it. It was like she was lack of education. So a lot of your prospects out there who are negative doesn't mean they had a bad experience. They just don't know about network marketing. And it's up to us to out there to educate them. So great show, by the way. Connect with Jessica. She has a good social media profile. Go to MLNation.com. Just click on the podcast tab. You see Jessica Green. The links to her Facebook and Instagram will be on there. Good show here. Talked about a lot about leadership, about making the mistakes. Thank you for her transparency. She's sharing about working with the wrong person. And note about her aha moment is it was not about her. Right? She used to complain the upline wasn't this and that. You know, and the downline's not moving. You know, this business, we all start off the same. It's up to you. You can't control what your upline does. You can't control what your downline does. The only thing you can control is you yourself, how you think, and your activity. And she, you know, Jessica shared about her aha moment at the GoPro event that there's so many resources out there, including ML Nation, right? By the way, if you like this resource, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Appreciate it. It will really just to lift up the profession too when people are looking for podcasts for us to come up there. But it's like there's so many resources for you to learn. There's no excuse like my upline doesn't do this, my company's not doing this. Hey, the resources out there is up to you. You can, right? You can do it. Great show here. You know, Jessica talked about consistency, about the negative influences. Also, like don't give energy. I like that. Don't give energy to cancer because cancer would just grow, right? She gave you tips about social media, the importance of social media. You know, be that person that people trust and want to be friends with, and you have to be consistent. But anyway, great show. You know, remember she said it's up to you. You can, you decide, make that decision. And the benefits of, you know, we talk about time flexibility as well. Again, with kids, three boys running around, and my dog, Obi, my first son, there's never time freedom for me, but you definitely have lots of time flexibility. Anyway, with that said, about to grab lunch and pick up my son for some baseball. So anyway, thank you for listening. Hey, I'm Simon Chan. I'm loud and proud to be amazed, to be part of this amazing profession, network marketing. Now it's over to you. Go take action when you learn. Go check out the show notes page with Jessica Green. And remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.